This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How do you guide your city or your town into the future without losing elements from the past that make it special and livable with a true sense of place? Well, that's a challenge that many towns and cities in Michigan are facing, especially too many smaller towns. They've lost their unique look. They've been buried by a profusion of generic shopping strips, a lot of gas stations, drugstores, and fast food restaurants. And then you've got wide freeways and highways that can really carve a city up. Well, the city of Marquette is an example of how a city can redefine itself and yet make itself something special, something livable and walkable. And what they're doing in Marquette can be a model for towns and cities all over Michigan. We're joined now by Dennis Stakowitz, who's the Director of Planning and Community Development for Marquette. Welcome to Stateside, Dennis.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be participating today.
Dennis, take us back about 10 years ago. What happened in 2004 that set you on the path to the city that you have today?
Well, back in 2004, we were kind of considered to be a city that was, you know, for lack of a better term, a city at a crossroads. We had experienced a lengthened shift in the local economy. Up to that point, we had been one primarily of industry. We were a port city on Lake Superior, tied to the iron industry, and we really saw a shift in that from that type of industry really to services such as healthcare and education. And when we were experiencing that shift, we started out with a comprehensive rewrite of the community master plan, and that took place in about 2004, and after working with the community, we came out of that with a vision, and we had a statement that we wanted to become the premier livable, walkable winter city in North America, which was kind of a paradigm shift from what was pretty much up to that point in time an industry town.
So can you give us an idea, Dennis, of what got tossed or what got kept and what was new in the community master plan?
Well, one of the things that you look at when you go through a planning exercise is you really look at your assets that you have and what you'd like to maintain, and then you build a community consensus around those assets and how you can use those on where you want to go. And some of the goals that were brought forward in that process included creating or preserving, in some cases, viable and livable neighborhoods, maintaining our historic and diverse downtown, creating an efficient, functional, and connected transportation system. And that, what was unique about it at that time was that also included being a walkable community, looking at multimodal forms of transportation, looking at ways to foster economic diversity, and really find a way to promote Marquette's, you know, different seasons and natural resources and really the great cultural diversity that we have here in our town. And I really like to go back to the transportation model, because one early example that we had was a development of a linear parkway, and it was along an abandoned railroad line that bisects the city. And as simple as it may sound, we drafted a plan for a linear park where we put a bike path on top of that, but that really became the spine and the impetus for a walkable community movement of sorts.
So something that was a detriment, was just this thing sitting there, became really
right.
A catalyst.
It became a catalyst for not only the walkable communities movement, multimodal forms of transportation, but it also just became a tangible example of what you can do without spending a lot of money and create a community asset that links things together. It really was kind of what I consider the tipping point in terms of something tangible that we could provide to the community to help them understand what we are promoting in planning documents.
And another thing that you've done is essentially changed the city's relationship with the waterfront.
We have. Because we were an industrial city at one point in time, we had our Lower Harbor Park at one point in time, they were coal yards.
Huh.
And it looked at some point, when you look at it from a land use planning perspective, it historically looked like the city turned its back to the waterfront. We had a lot of industrial activity along the waterfront, and backs of the buildings were facing the waterfront because people don't embrace looking at coal piles. Well, as that industry left Marquette, the community turned its focus back to the water. We had, in the late 90s, early 2000, we had a Lakeshore Task Force, and it was a number of community-engaged citizens that got together and talked about strategic planning for the waterfront. We started embracing land use policies that would reclaim our waterfront and started, you know, putting that focused effort back to putting that in the hands of the community.
Kind of what we're hearing in the city of Detroit, and something that makes downtown Chicago so vibrant when you know that you're really embracing that lakeshore.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think some people can relate to it, and specifically in your area, I'm sure there's people that have probably taken more trips to Chicago than Marquette. However, what one way to really describe what we've done is, as you go down Lakeshore Drive in Chicago, and you have a physical, so that road becomes the physical separation between the public waterfront and then the commercial and private activity to the west of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we've created in Marquette, just to a much, much smaller scale.
And it does work. I'm speaking with Dennis Stakowitz. Dennis is the Director of Planning and Community Development for Marquette. As we explore the way that this city made itself the premier livable, walkable winter city in North America, as all of this is happening through these 10 years since you rewrote the community master plan, Dennis, what do you think all of this has meant to the spirit of the people who live and work in Marquette?
Well, the spirit of the people who live in Marquette are what make Marquette what it is. And, you know, you can't twist that around. You can sound like you're kind of patting the community on the back, but I think you need to, because Marquette's vision always was and always will be based upon input from its very engaged citizens. I mean, this community understands where it wants to go, and they participate in the activity. It's really, you know, we as stewards or administrative folks that work with the planning process, we try to provide a transparent, fair process that would give everybody equal opportunity to participate. But it's really up to the citizens, community members, to get involved, roll up their sleeves, and pay attention and participate and tell us how they want their community to look. And they've done that. We've had a number of planning efforts that were, although they were led by the planning department, we can't do it without the participation and ownership of the community. And they've been very, very open to some really progressive type of land use codes and different planning efforts that we've done.
So this community buy-in is really, really key.
It's extremely, extremely important. Educate the community to what assets it has, and then start building consensus around those assets and how you can move forward and do that. You know, there's lots of talk in the state nowadays about placemaking.
Yes.
That's great. I'm glad that it's finally being discussed. I like to say that placemaking is nothing more than good urban planning, and I like to think we've been doing it before it was called placemaking. But I am glad that it's being touted and created in more of a marketing campaign, because it really promotes good planning.
And can the kinds of things you've done be repeated around Michigan? And I'm thinking of cities, let's just say Flint, for instance, that also have seen you know, what they relied on for generations erode away. So there you are, left with now what? And money is scarce, and people get kind of defeated. So does it take spirit, creativity, big dollars? What makes the biggest difference?
Well, you know, I think any outside cities that look for Marquette on a model of how to achieve success, I really think it comes back to community planning. I mean, you embrace community engagement and collaboration, and I can't beat on this enough. It all starts with a discussion. You have to identify yourself and your strengths. Hmm. What is your community? How can you leverage your existing assets? Identify some goals and recognize that your small goals are achievable. Whether it's, you know, revamping your small downtown district and approaching it from a tourism perspective by putting in some benches and lighting and some, you know, some of those things along pathways, all of that stuff is important in terms of building momentum. Okay, it's kind of like the low-hanging fruit theory. You identify what your assets are, and even though you have big goals, along the way there are some things that are going to require less effort, but in turn it's going to be something that the public can see and they're going to feel proud, and you can build off of that momentum. But it really comes back down to, for instance, a place like Flint, you have to sit down and start the discussion, and it has to be an honest discussion. If you're sitting down at the table and you're saying, okay, we've lost industry, how do we recapture industry, and that's not going to happen anyhow, then you're defeating the purpose of the exercise. It needs to be a very honest discussion.
So it's a chance to basically take the old Etch-a-Sketch and shake it, clear the old drawing, and start anew.
Absolutely.
Well, with the goal of making Marquette the premier livable, walkable winter city, heaven knows you've had a lot of experience. You've had a lot of chance to try that out this past winter. How's it gone?
We have. And it has been a challenge. We've ran up into, for lack of a better term, let's go with a vortex of of activity that really has presented some challenges this year. But we're still moving forward. We still have people out enjoying winter. I like to say we have full-service winters up here, and I'm stealing that phrase from a local planning consultant who's said that from time to time, but we do. And part of making it through these winters up here is recognizing that winter is part of our life. Our community master plan actually has a chapter that deals with winter city design guidelines and how you promote winter activity and getting outdoors, and all the way on down to the orientation of buildings and planting of landscapings. And you know what? We like it. As crazy as it may sound, we like our winters.
Dennis Stakowitz, the Director of Planning and Community Development for Marquette. Been a pleasure to talk to you, Dennis. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about all the good things that Marquette is doing, and hope the rest of the state can engage placemaking and move forward in a positive manner. Thank you.